LLC for a change in zoning from AR1 to an MR-RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently zoned AR1. The applicant is seeking a change in zone to the MR Medium Density Residential Zoning District with an RPC overlay. The RPC will include both single-family homes and duplex-style townhomes. Two, the proposed MR-RPC is in close proximity to the intersection of Routes 20 and 54, where a commercial center has been established and which serves residents in the vicinity. Like an urban area, this area has higher residential density and is served by various commercial businesses. Three, the proposed development will have no more than 210 dwellings within its 60.84 acres, consisting of 106 single-family lots and 104 duplex units. The net density is 3.45 units per acre. Four, the MR-RPC is consistent with the development trends of the area that includes a variety of different zoning districts in both single-family homes and townhomes. It is also similar to the densities of nearby communities, including Bay Knolls at 3.87 units per acre, Bayside Phase 6B at 3.35 units per acre, Bayside Melson property at 3.67 units per acre, and Long property and H&H development at 2.89 acres or units per acre. Five, central water and sewer will be provided to the MR-RPC by a publicly regulated utility. Six, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses as follows. A, the project offers alternative housing types that are not available within a subdivision design. B, the project locates home sites together on environmentally suitable portions of the site outside of wetlands, mature woodlands, and waterways. C, the project retains over 36% of the total site area in open space. D, the project preserves contiguous forested open space areas and resource buffers along the federally regulated Roy Creek stream channel and adjacent wetlands to promote wildlife corridors to and from nearby and adjacent woodland areas. E, the project provides a community recreational building with areas for community events and gatherings, along with a bathhouse to support the adjacent community pool and children's play area. F, the project preserves forested and landscaped perimeter buffers along the site's perimeter, including the preservation of existing woodlands with additional buffer protection areas. And G, the project establishes a landscaped berm and fence along New Road where no woodlands exist. Seven, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in the coastal area. Development such as this MR-RPC is appropriate in this area, according to the plan. The plan permits residential development with a mix of housing types within the coastal area. Eight, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code and provided the manner in which each one has been incorporated in or addressed on the preliminary site plan. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 210 dwelling units consisting of single-family homes and duplexes. B, a homeowners or condominium association shall be formed to provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of buffers, stormwater management facilities, streets, amenities, and other common areas. C, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements, including the requirements of Traffic Operations Analysis Agreement number 1945F, and the developer's payment of an area-wide study fee. D, the RPC shall be served by central water and sewer. E, approximately 22.24 acres or 36.5% of the site shall remain as open space, 6.5% more than the 30% required. F, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County's street design requirements. There shall also be sidewalks on at least one side of the streets within the RPC. The road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. H, the development shall be served by amenities, including a swimming pool and bathhouse. All amenities shall be completed in compliance with sections 99-21 and 115-194.5 of the Sussex County Code. I, the property is crossed by an ephemeral and intermittent drainage channel known as Roy Creek. On the property, Roy Creek is bordered by approximately 1.33 acres of non-tidal wetlands subject to the Army Corps of Engineers regulatory program. These wetlands shall be protected and buffered as required by section 115-193 of the Sussex County Code. J, a 30-foot wide vegetated or forested buffer shall be established along the entire perimeter of the site. In addition, the required 20-foot wide perimeter buffer protection area shall be established adjacent to any woodlands within the perimeter buffer. These buffers shall comply with the requirements of section 99-21A regarding perimeter buffers. The applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. L, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials shall only occur from Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Saturdays between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign shall in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. M, during site work and initial home construction, all dumpsters, roll-off containers, and similar containers for trash and construction debris shall be covered to eliminate trash and construction materials from blowing across this property or onto neighboring and adjacent properties. N, the final site plan and the recorded governing documents for this development shall include the agricultural use preservation notice. O, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas and the woodlands that must be preserved. The site frontage along New Road shall have landscaping and be bermed where existing forest buffer does not exist. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. R, the master plan for this RPC shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve change of zone number 2052 Marlin Cove LLC. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Oh, yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.